to St. John chapter 15 and verse 3. I get through here pretty good. My voice looks like it's trying to be cracking on me all at once. Lord, help us to get through here. St. John chapter 15 and verse 3. Amen. We're going to talk about tonight maintenance for the soul. I think last week we talked about food for the soul, but we're going to talk about how to keep your maintenance up for your soul. Amen. How many know you have to keep spiritual maintenance up? This is like you live. You live in a house. You just can't live in a house and not clean it up. You can't live in a house and not pay your bills. You know, it's your house is going to go down to nothing. You cannot just not take care of your body. It will go down to nothing. You have to take baths. You have to keep the maintenance up. Amen. You got to keep the maintenance up. Same way you have to keep your maintenance up for your soul. Amen. You have to keep maintenance up for your soul. And if you don't keep the maintenance up for your soul will not be kept to where it needs to be at. Your soul has to be kept serving God. It will not be able to stay serving God if you don't keep the maintenance of it up. And before we go any further, we'll talk about what maintenance is. Maintenance means to maintain. You have to maintain your spirituality. If you say, I've been born again of the water and the spirit, you can say, I've been born again of the water and the spirit all day long. You can say that. But if you don't keep the born again, you don't do the things to keep yourself born again, you're going to revert back the other way. So do you have to keep maintenance of your soul up? That's why it is very imperative and very important to pray all the time. The Bible said men ought to always to pray and not to faint. Maintenance means to maintain and to be able to continue in the Lord. If you maintain your spirituality, you will be able to maintain in the Lord. You'll be able to perseverance in the Lord. You'll be able to carry on in the Lord if you keep your maintenance up. If you don't keep your maintenance up, and sometimes we don't keep our maintenance up like we need to. We may keep it up while we're at church, or when we are, how many days we go to church, or how many days somebody else prays, and what for us and with us. You have to keep your maintenance up on a daily basis. And you can tell when you're not keeping your maintenance up, because you won't be in the Word of God like you need to be. You won't be doing the things of God like you need to be. And you will just not incorporate those things in your life. These are some things that we can do that will help keep us the maintenance for the soul. First of all, the first thing is prayer. The first thing that be able to keep your maintenance up. You cannot keep your maintenance of your soul up without prayer. We can't pick and choose the time when we want to pray. Sometimes we pray when we feel like praying. We feel like when we want to pray. We feel like, if I don't feel like praying today, I won't pray today. Is that maintenance for your soul? No, there's no maintenance that day. If you go a whole day without prayer, you didn't get no maintenance for your soul. Then you go you go the next day, do the same thing. The less prayer that you pray, the less praying that you do, is going to be the less that you going to want to do. I know the devil tried me with trying to get all this out, trying to clear my throat, so he don't want me to get this out, but God's going to help me some type of way. I had no problem when I first came, so this is just all the one attacks. But we have to keep maintenance up every day. It depends on how some people keep their maintenance up pretty good. Some people don't. You can almost tell, because when you don't keep your maintenance up, other stuff, weeds and stuff start sprouting up in your life. Other things, amen, your behavior issue, all this stuff will start sprouting up. It won't be Christ-like. It'll be all the other stuff that you picked up, incorporate in your life. So we need to pray. That's one of the first things. And prayer is no more than talking to God. When we are praying, we're not praying to other people. We're not praying to Muhammad. We're not praying to Buddha. We're praying to God. If you want to prayers to be answered, you need to be praying to God, not to all these other people and all these other things, idols. We're praying to God. That is the first thing that you do. A lot of people sometimes don't even know how to pray. They feel like, I don't get down here and ask God for 20 different things, I'm not praying. A prayer is having a communication and a conversation with the Almighty God. You don't have to be down on your knees to pray. You should incorporate that. You should never forget to do that. That's even a greater reference. But if you really can't get there at that time, you need to talk to God. Some people are, well, I pray later. Well, if you know you're the kind of person that's going to pray later, and you're going to forget, you need to start talking to him right where you're at. I'm not saying talking to him in front of people, be it unseemly. I'm just talking about if you're in your house, you know, I got to do this, I can do that. Just talk to him while you're getting ready. Or whatever. However, make it do what you need to do. Because most time you're not going to get it done later. Talk to the Lord. Prayer is talking to the Lord. And sometimes we talk to the Lord and we feel like, well, this situation haven't changed. It's still the same or whatever. So we feel like, well, no sense in talking to the Lord. Keep on talking to the Lord because he is hearing your prayer. He may be preparing you for the answer he had for you. You got to keep talking to him and talk to him in faith. Don't talk to him in disbelief. If you don't believe it, sometimes you can pray to the Lord and you ask the Lord for this and that and other, and part of you don't believe it's going to even happen. You might not say it to the Lord, but part of you don't hardly believe it's going to happen. So do you think it's going to happen? No. You got to pray to your faith. He already know what he's going to do. We need to pray till we feel confident that he will do what we are asking him, or he will hear us. Prayer is the first thing. To keep your maintenance of your soul, reading the word of God. You need to read the word of God. The Bible said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I won't sin against thee. If you don't read the word of God, that's your knowledge right there. That's the knowledge and wisdom you have. You don't read the word of God, you're not going to have no knowledge. You're not going to have wisdom. You're not going to know God's ways. You're not going to know what he's talking about because you don't read it. So prayer, reading the word of God, and then praising God. We forget to do that. That is one of your weapons, prayer and praise. You need to praise God. When you go before the Lord, what do? Start asking God for a whole lot of things, telling God how bad you feel or whatever you need. You should be going to God thanking him for what he's already done. You go to God and worship him. You Lord, I thank you. You know, I didn't cross every T yesterday. I didn't dot every I. I didn't do it the way I was supposed to do it. But Lord, you have mercy upon me. You're giving me new mercies that I see. All of us, God give us new mercies that we see the next day. We didn't get it right the day before. Maybe we didn't do what we needed to do before, the day before. But God woke us up and let us see another day. Anytime God wakes you up, amen, to see another day, he giving you another opportunity and another chance to get it right what you didn't do yesterday. And so we thank him for that. Praising God, incorporating praises in there. We learn how to praise God more. It's almost like a child. If you have a child over here and every time you do something for them, they just get happy and they just smile and they get happy and they so grateful. They show so much gratitude. What is that going to do? That's going to make you want to do more for that child. People that are not grateful, don't show no gratitude, no appreciation. Nothing for nothing leaves nothing. I mean, you get excited doing something for somebody, something that you feel like they appreciate you doing it. You get happy about that. God gets happy when we praise him. We not only just going to him, asking him for stuff, but say, Lord, I thank you because I didn't have to be here. Such and such happened the other day, and I didn't have to be here. Lord, I thank you. Praising God. Those are some of the ways you keep maintenance of your soul up. Prayer, reading the word of God, praising God, and living according to the will of God. He said, if you love me, then keep my commandments. You striving to, we're not perfect, but we're striving to please the Lord. When you see that you have displeased the Lord, you don't go on and act like you didn't do anything. This generation is the generation that do not repent quick at all or say they don't have no issue. It's them. It's them. People can step on your toes and everything and act like they didn't say nothing, act like they ain't do nothing. This is a generation that does that. So if you're waiting for them to come back and beg your pardon, it won't happen. So what you got to do is just talk to the Lord about it and ask the Lord to keep your spirit right, that you won't get the spirit that they got. Can I get an amen? Amen. And that's the truth. Because people can do things to you, you want to get them back. You can let them do, like, I can go there too. But that's not what God wants to do. He wants us to live according to the word of God. That word have I hid in my heart that I won't sin against thee. God wants us to live according to his word. Now, we all make mistakes. I make mistakes. You make mistakes. Do we always get it right? No, we don't always get it right. We don't always cross every T. We don't always dot every I. But we can't sit there and use that as an excuse. Some people use that as a hobby heart. Well, the Lord know we all sin. Well, he knows that, but do that give you an excuse to keep on sinning? No. So the Lord wants us to read his word. If God said, do not steal, do not kill, or do not do this, he don't mean that you do it sometime and then you don't have to do it the other time. He mean what he say. So if I did it this time, Lord, forgive me. And when you ask God to forgive you something, that means you're going to do what you can, whatever you can do to not do that again. Not say you won't do it again, because we all follow the same thing sometimes, but we ask God to help us. So those are the ways you can keep maintenance for your soul. No one else can keep your maintenance up for you. No one else can sweep your house for you. I can't come over your house and clean your house. You can't come over my house and clean my house. You know things about your house that I don't know about your house. You know things about yourself that I don't know about you. You don't know things about me that I know about me. So we tell God, we ask God to keep us up in our maintenance. I believe if we keep the maintenance of God, keep our maintenance of our soul up, I don't believe we'll ever have to worry about being lost. I believe that we'll be saved and the Lord will save us and we'll endure to the end, the same shall be saved. It's just things that if we obey God and keep his commandments. He said his commandments are not grievous. But we have to do it his way. We can't be found having our own righteousness. If you come up with anything that's outside the word of God and say, I think it's this way, I think it's that way, that means you off into another, you're in spirit error. You off into something else. If you don't see it down written in the book, and even if it's written down in the book, and you come with some interpretation that God is not saying, you have to watch yourself. How do we get tripped up in the spirit of error? It's a lack of prayer or no prayer at all, or talking to somebody that's confused. Getting wrong information will get you in the spirit of error. Amen. If God, amen, sent you to a school or sent you a certain place to get your learning, get what you need, and you go outside of that, you're going to get tangled up and hung. That's what God put pastors and teachers and leaders for the perfecting of the saints. He said, in other words, he gives us pastors after his own heart. He gives us what he feel like is going to benefit us. And we go outside of that, then we're going to get tangled up. This is why some people, they may start off walking with you. They may start off being at your church, whatever. But when they start mingling with a whole lot of other stuff that God didn't direct them that way, they get off track. And so when they get off track, sometimes it throws them way off, out of the way. And sometimes they not even end up there. Because anything that God is not directing you, and you start, you can move yourself out from the directions of God. You may think I'm moving out from this person or these people. I don't have to agree with them. But if God is the one that started you there, you better follow him. Because there's a spirit of error out here. Amen. Waiting to grab a hold of any of us. Amen. How many know you can know this? You can know what the Bible say and read the Bible, know what the Bible say. But if you don't have that constant prayer life like you need with the Lord, you can get off track. And sometimes when you get off track, you might be the last one to know it. You might think other people can't see you off track. If they walk in the spirit, they can see you off track. Because God will let them know. So we have to do different things to keep your maintenance of your soul up. We have to keep the maintenance up our soul Do we feel like keeping the maintenance of soul? Your flesh don't feel like doing none of that I have read. Your flesh is, that's not what your flesh want to do, but that's what the spirit has need of. So these are the things that we keep up our spiritual maintenance of our soul. When you keeping the maintenance of your soul, you don't have to have somebody stand on you or watching over you and making sure you do this and another. The Holy Ghost, it comes to lead and guide. That's why the Holy Ghost is needful. People need the Holy Ghost because it comes to lead and guide you into all truth. The Holy Ghost comes to direct your path. Amen. So those are some of the ways that we keep maintenance for our soul. Last week we talked about food for the soul. Amen. And so we're talking about this week, maintenance for the soul. Amen. And in the book of St. John chapter 15. Amen. It said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth much fruit. God said, if we don't bring forth fruit, it's like that fig tree. You'll be cursed because there's no fruit coming on there. He has no need for you not trying to bring forth no fruit. And he speaks about even when we bring forth fruit, we bring forth his righteousness, we bring what he wants in our life, God still is going to purge us. Because there may be good apples on your tree, but there may be some rotten apples on there too. So whatever that he don't want on there, he's going to purge it and get it off. Get that off. Amen. Now we are clean through the word. That's my key scripture. In other words, amen. Now we are clean. The word cleans us. It said, now you're clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Amen. And it says, abide. I wouldn't intend to read this scripture, but I'm going to read it. It said, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. It's kind of like what I was saying earlier. Wherever God put you at, whatever direction he put you at, whatever guidance he put you at, you want to follow that guide, that lead, and abide in him. Abide in him and abide in what he has for you. Abide in the vine. So say, no more can ye except ye abide in me. Amen. That, I'm going to go back to that verse 3 says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. The word of God is a cleanser. It said, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. So what does that mean? That means if you don't read the word, you don't take the word in, you don't do the word, this just simply means you're not going to be clean. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I won't sin against thee. That word has to be penetrated. It has to go in your ears and just go down to your soul, and it has to stew down in there and move around in there. So some come your way, this you shouldn't be doing. Some come your way, that's not right. That word going to come up and say, no. But if it's not down there, you have nothing to fight with. You have nothing to remind you this is wrong. You have nothing to help you. We are clean through the word. It's very and very imperative, very important for you to read the word of God, and not only to read it, to understand what the word of God has to say. The word of God is not used so we can outdo one another and take the scriptures and debate with them. That's not what the word of God is for. The word of God is for you to have in your heart that you won't sin against God. It's an individual thing. We have to make sure man shall not live by bread alone. That's my other scripture. I want to jump ahead of myself. But yes, we have to have the word of God. The word of God is what keeps you. The word of God is what gives you peace. The word of God is what gives you joy. The word of God is what gives you solutions and help with your situations. The word of God will actually heal your physical body if you believe it like it says. Sometimes you have a lot of other stuff. Sometimes you can have a lot of stuff like weeds going around. Amen. What God has said. So God would say he was hastened to perform. We got to make sure we don't have other stuff going around that shouldn't be there. So the word of God is a cleanser. Amen. It'll keep your mind. It'll keep you. You might wake up with a foggy mind. You might wake up in a bad way, in a bad disposition. Or somebody might have got on your nerves. And you wake up, that word of God is down there. It's going to let you know that you don't want to say it like this. You don't want your day to remain like this. You got to get that junk off. You can't let stuff hang on you for 2 or 3 days, going to weeks. You leave it in 1, 2, 3 days, it's going into there for weeks. You got to shake that stuff, get that stuff off of you. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I won't sin against thee. Amen. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. And as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except you abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bring forth fruit. For without me, you cannot do anything. You cannot live this life. I cannot live this life without the Holy Ghost. You can't say, I'm going to live what like the Lord tells me to live, and you're not even born again. You need to be born again of the water and the spirit. You can't live this life in your flesh. This life is lived through the spirit, not in the flesh. The spirit is in you, lives this life. The spirit of God on the inside of you helps you live this life. You cannot live this life in the flesh without being born again. You must be born again. You must be saved to live this type of life. Amen. Amen. And in St. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 11. St. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 11 says, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Daily means every day. Daily doesn't mean every now and then, but it means every day. Even if you didn't get a chance to read the word earlier, if you need to worship him, you need to do something, you need to acknowledge him some type of way. And you should have a desire. This type of this generation that we're living in, people don't even have a desire to even hear the word of God. You start losing desire to feed your spirit, then you really need to pray hard, because the devil trying to come in and rush in on you. You don't have a desire? Check yourself out. You should have a desire. You born again of the water and spirit, you should have a desire to hear the word of God. You should have a desire to read the word of God, and you should be talking to God. Somebody that don't know anything about being saved, don't know too much, even after they get saved, they need somebody to help them along the way. But you have been walking with God for a while. It shouldn't be easy at all for you to go a whole week and you don't pray. You shouldn't even get up in the morning and don't pray. Something wrong with that. You don't pray. You know, you wonder why you're so mean and hateful and hard to get along with. Because you do not pray. You do not acknowledge God. You do not ask him for your help. No help. You cannot live this life right here in the flesh. The people want to live this life in the flesh. And live in the spirit. When the Bible says, walk in the spirit that you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. People walk in the spirit. They're walking in the flesh. They're walking upside down. They're walking all kind of ways nowadays. And I make sure I keep clear. Because you don't know what's a pot might fall on your head, anything. It's stuff all trash. People that serve God all kind of ways. I say, I'm going to have a failure like serving today. I do. If I don't, that's my own choice. People got all kind of spirits and stuff. Do yourself a favor. Stay away from them. Right? You can't serve God sloppy. You can't serve God messy. And then when you need him, you like, Lord, come by. You want to shake the heavens. Really? Don't you feel bad? Ain't you ashamed of yourself if you do that? You want to shake the heavens, but you won't talk to him. You just want to shake the heavens when you need something. This is a generation. It's like, go through here sloppy. I'm Jane today. I'm Joe the next few minutes. They're switching back and forth. Different mood swings. Different personalities. God had to remind us of these things. You know, this is something that I asked the Lord to help me. I said, Lord, as I get older, and it's not just for older people, it's young people. There's a lot of young people got issues like that. But I'm just saying, ask the Lord. Sometimes God will let you see stuff so you can pray that it won't happen to you. It's not so that you trying to be critical of nobody else, but he'll let you see stuff so you can pray. What your prayers is to pray for the person and pray for yourself that it don't happen to you. How many know it's very vitally important to have your right mind? It's very important for you to have a right mind, because that is your control tower right there. You're going to go one way or the other way. You're going to be all mixed up. The Lord said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. If you have the mind of Christ, God going to have you. Amen. If you do get off track, you won't stay off track. God going to help you to get back on track. So we have our days. We have our days. We might wake up not feeling too good, or we might be upset about something, whatever. There's no excuse. I don't care what we go through, unless you is gone. If you just all the way gone out of your mind, that's a different story. But if you got any part of a mind, the Lord would help you and regulate your mind. God is a mind regulator. We don't have to stay out. We can stay in. But you keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. He'll keep you in perfect peace. You devil act like he gonna snatch your man. You be like, devil, you a lie. The Holy Ghost will let you know when something is wrong. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? I said the Holy Ghost will let you know when something is not right up here. It'll let you know anything you need to know. Because the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth, and it comes to lead and guide you into all truth. So it's not going to have you out of commission most of the time and come back in when you need to come back in. God is a mind regulator. He's steady. That's the thing I like about the Lord. I love about the Lord. Can't nobody stay steady this up here like the Lord? I'm talking about your mind. Nobody can steady that like the Lord. But first you got to know that you got the right mindset, that God is governing your steps in your mind. There's a lot of people in this world not in their right mind. And it can happen to any of us. And you, whenever you feel like you tilt, going the other way, you ask God to bring me back. And I rebuke that spirit of hell. Amen. So God, amen, he would have us to keep the maintenance of your soul up. And thank God for the Holy Ghost, because it does come to lead and guide us into all truth. The Lord will help you with whatever situation that you have, whatever you're going through. I'm not going to tell you everything that's going to vanish away and you're not going to go through nothing. Yes, you will go through stuff, but God, I tell you, if he don't change the situation, he will change you that you're able to get through it. Amen. The maintenance of our soul, keeping our mind, say, give us this day our daily bread. Lord, give us, when it say give us this day our daily bread, we need something, amen, talking about a natural bread or anything, or we do that on. We need something. We need to be spiritually enlightened, spiritually encouraged. We need something from the Lord. So if you feel like we need something from the Lord, what will we do? You got to go to him. He's not going to force himself on you. You have to start your day off with prayer. If you want to get this day my daily bread, even if you don't have time maybe to do a reading at that time, amen, God will get you, let you hear something that's going to help you. Give me this day my daily bread. You need to include God and feed your spirit some type of way. I'm worshiping you today, Lord. I'm talking to you today. Never miss a day without talking to the Lord. Never miss a day without talking to the Lord. Never miss a day without talking to the Lord. Don't know why I iterate that over and over, but never miss a day not talking to the Lord. But that is your first start of communicating with the Lord. You letting the Lord know, I don't care how much you have to get done, how much you talk to the Lord while you are preparing yourself to get done, or whatever you need to do, but never miss a day without talking to the Lord. And you never know what God would do for you. You never know what door, what way he would open a way for you to hear him say something to you. And even if he doesn't use anybody, he can just speak to you. He can just lead you. He can just guide you. Keep that communication. People that don't know the Lord, they don't know God like that. And if they knew that Lord, the Lord like that, they wouldn't try to be getting help from all these other places that really don't. It's not sufficient enough for them. Give us this day our daily bread. Amen. Daily means every day. The things that come from the Lord to feed your spirit. Amen. We live in this life, and we go to work, and we do things at our home. We do things with our loved ones and stuff. But you don't never want. You always want to leave a space, some type of space. Lord, I thank you today. I appreciate you, Lord. You know, Lord, I love you. You don't want to never not talk to him, because he is your main help. He's your help when no one else can help. Amen. So, amen. And turn to this one page over to chapter 4 and verse 4. Amen. And it says, St. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. It said, but he answered and said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Lord is saying to us, we can't live down here with just natural substance. That's not the real life. The real life is in the spirit. We can't live by that, because these things are temporal. They will pass away. You're not going to live by your job, by your food you give, by the money you make, or by the things you do, your associations with a family, whatever, non-family, whatever you do. You're not going to make it with that only. That's what God is saying. That's not how you're going to survive. Man should not live by bread alone only, or by these natural substances, but by every word. By that word that proceed by every, it didn't say by the word that proceed out of the mouth of God. It said by every word. So that means everything we read in this Bible, that's what we got to live by. That's what was going to be a help to us. Every word, this is God's word right here that we reading right here. This is the word of God right here. This is what we eat. This is our spiritual food right here. You throw your Bible to the side, you throw the word to the side. This is your spiritual food right here. Never pick up your Bible. That means you never eat. You never eat spiritual. Listen to spiritual things. Eat things. And don't wait till things come. All this calamity. All this stuff come up on you. And you trying to help, cry to crave. Get all the word in and everything. You got too much coming up on you. Still can't get what you need. Keep your maintenance up. And when trouble happens, trouble hits, you already have something down there that will spring up to help you. Amen. Amen. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Amen. The coming out of the mouth of God. This is how we survive. This is how we, amen, learn how to live, amen, a saved life through the Spirit. We learn how to, he gave us instructions to live this life. We didn't come here knowing how to live this life. It comes with instructions, and we have to do what the word, and we have to read it in order to know it. You got to look at it. Even if you hear somebody preach it, it's good to go look in those scriptures yourself and see, are they down there? What, is that true what the person is saying? Look and see. And then act upon God's word. Act upon his word. Maintenance for the soul. We got to keep our maintenance up. Amen. We have to keep our maintenance up. No one else can keep your maintenance up for you. No one can do your praying for you. No one can do your fasting for you. No one can reading the word of God for you. They may assist you. They may encourage you. But it's an individual thing. You got to save yourself from this untoward generation. You have to save yourself from this untoward generation. You have to save yourself from this untoward generation. No one can to speak up to God for you. In that day, can nobody talk up for you? You have to keep your own maintenance up. Be fully persuaded in your mind. Amen. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You know, walk respectfully and honorably to the Lord. Do what he asks you to do. Amen. On a good day, on a bad day, or whatever day. Sometimes we serve God on days where you just don't know what I'm going through. You just don't know how I feel. Jesus Christ died on the cross. You don't know how he felt either, do you? Crucified. A horrible death. Crucifixion is the horrible death anybody could die. If no one else died on the cross, that he died for the sins of the world. And I mean, that was a terrible hour for him. That was a lonely road for him. But he did it. So the things that we're going through, we don't have excuse. If God give us a breath, some people, they may feel like, well, you just don't know what I'm going through. You don't know, you know, we need to talk to the Lord about that. We can't hold other people accountable the way we feel, what we go through. Some people might go to work, they have an attitude, I didn't sleep good last night, or somebody made me mad. It's nobody's fault how you feel. Go to God, tell him how you feel. He'll make your day better. People can't make your day better. People don't understand you like God understands you. Go to him in prayer. Casting all your cares upon him, because he cared for you. This is an individual thing. I can't say it is enough. This is an individual thing. You have to save yourself from this untoward generation. God's going to give you equipment. He's going to give us things that will help us along the way. But you must apply them. You must apply it to your life. You have to see how important it is to you to be saved. Amen. I believe we're just about wrapping things up. You know, I just want to say a little bit brief this about the, I have a lot to say about the eclipse, and really kind of first time I ever actually kind of looked at it, you know, with those glasses on and everything. I really never thought a great deal about looking at it before, but I was able to look and see that and how this, and I have seen before how the, when it, many years ago when it happened, how the score this real dark, and then it gets real, the sun comes out and everything. And I was thinking about the thing that came to my mind when it got real dark. I was like, the Bible was speaking about, God was speaking about that great and terrible day when the Lord comes back. He said he called it a great and terrible day. Because the sun is not going to shine. It's going to be dark. It's going to be darker than what we've seen. But one thing about it, when it won't get light again. That's the type of darkness that will cover the whole earth when the Son of Man come back. He's coming back like a thief in the night. Will you be ready? Will we be ready? But we need to live every day like as I lay. And I believe some of these, and then people might, you know, they say, oh, that's equally, but, you know, God can speak to people through things like this. Don't take it lightly. Don't take it for granted. Amen. So we thank the Lord, amen, just for him helping us through here. I don't know how my voice is going to do it at the end, but God helped me to get on through here. Maintenance for the soul. Keep your maintenance, your spiritual maintenance up. Don't wait till you come to church. Don't wait till somebody say something to you about the Lord. Continue on in prayer. Continue talking to the Lord. And believe what you're asking God for. Talk to the Lord and praise God. You know, praise God as you're talking to him. Lord, I thank and praise you. I believe that would break our, sometimes we be under so much strain and so much stress. And before we know, we just talk to the Lord about this and that. We are very unhappy, very distressed. I think if you start praising God, when you're going before the Lord in prayer, start worshiping him before you start bringing all this other stuff to him. That helps break your spirit up. It helps break the spirit of you up, because you're already stressed like that before you come to the Lord. Start thanking him. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Lord, you're so merciful to me. I didn't do this like I needed to do, but I sure do thank you for your mercy. Thank you for new mercies, Lord, I see. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, thank you. Lord, I need you to help me. Didn't begin to tell him you need to help or whatever, but thank you for what he's already done. And don't let bitterness and gall and all this stuff get in your spirit. Don't let indifference, all this stuff get in your spirit, will hinder you from the move of God. And the devil, if you don't watch, he'll trip us all up. Because soon God, their blessing might be right at the door. He'll do anything. This will make you stumble. Get you in a wrong frame of mind. Have somebody say something to you that they shouldn't say it to you. Get you all irritated. And your blessing is right at the door. That's why we have to continue therein in prayer. With thanksgiving, give God praise. Lord, I thank you. Amen. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. The devil said, you ain't got nothing to thank the Lord for. Look at what you're going through. Maybe if you start praising God, you'll see that that'll change. You won't look at it like that. Amen. So we thank the Lord.